Welcome to the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators. My name is Shelley Terrell, and today's goal, number 5, is to reflect, step back, then act. Today's quote comes from Peter F. Drucker. Follow effective action with quiet reflection. From the quiet reflection will come even more effective action. Many of you may already practice reflective practice through blogs and different things like that. I want you to reflect on your best and worst lesson this week. That's the short-term goal. And what I want you to do is figure out, you know, what were the best things about it, what were the worst, and share with us. The reason I want you to share is because the great thing about reflecting through the community, doing it socially, is that people can come in and they're invited to run ideas with you and offer advice and things, and they get to see a part of your classroom, and it helps them with their own reflection as well. And this is very effective reflection. This past summer I was in Athens and I was doing my CELTA, and I was so fortunate because I had about 8 to 10 colleagues who would evaluate me teaching a live lesson with my students. And at the end, they would give me feedback, and then I was able to see things that I never would have seen before. And it really helped me to grow as an educator. If you are not teaching this week, like my friends in Argentina, then simply reflect on a lesson that you taught last semester, your worst and your best, and just please share. And you can share in a variety of ways. The long-term goal is to continue every week at least to take a day to reflect on the best and worst lessons. Or if you already regularly do this, then perhaps you want to reflect on your communication with your colleagues and with your administrators or with the parents in the classroom. There's always an area that maybe we don't reflect upon that we can. Maybe you can't invite your colleagues all the time, but maybe once this year, we can all try and videotape ourselves. We have to get parent permission teaching, and then share it with a colleague, and then they can offer some feedback. I know this is really scary and tough for me. I record most of my presentations and my live ones, and I hate the way I look on camera, so that's one thing I have to get over in order to try this, but I think I will be brave. I would like to give a shout out to Dave Dotson and Will Damport, who both did excellent videos. Please check out their YouTube reflections on the 30 Goals Challenges. Every Saturday and Sunday now, we will only have 5 goals during the week. And we will take Saturday as a break for you to catch up, and Sunday. Sunday we will have what's called a reflective, continual reflective practice through our radio show Lisa and I will conduct every Sunday. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, so I don't expect a big audience, but if you can make it, the details are below. It will also give me a chance to catch up with reading your posts in the various mediums, and I'm so glad to read them. I'm so glad to see all the questions. And if you would like to take this goal step further, if you could read the questions on the comments and offer your own advice as well, that would just be incredible. There's also a Google form to fill out, and that's a way I can have your names and addresses if you just reflected once this week on any of the goals, so that way you can win the prize of an autographed book. It will be entered for a raffle there. Thank you so much for participating and doing these goals with me. I hope you enjoyed the first week. Get your copy of the 30 Goals Challenge in the fall of 2011, published by ION Education. Today's music is Momentum by Chuck B featuring Carrie, ccmixter.org.